There's 6:25. Welcome to this morning show. I'm Keto Cummings with you until 9 o'clock, supported by an amazing team. Now, born and raised on the Cape Flats, Kent Lingefeld is what I believe, I certainly think, a living, breathing, thriving example of what hard work can achieve. Not just hard work, but determination and dedication to your dreams. Maybe you have dreams and you say, well, I want to achieve this one day. But you keep saying that to yourself, and you do nothing about it. Kent, on the other hand, wasn't always easy, decided to follow those dreams. His name, very very synonymous, as you and I speak this morning, with the sport of skateboarding and the art of creating some of the most eye-catching boards under his own label, and it's called Alpha Longboards, and they're located in Woodstock. And add to this a very keen eye for photography, and you have one of our most creative entrepreneurs in the city. So, Kent Lingefeld, good morning. Good having you on the show. What a pleasure.
Good morning, Kino. How are you? You're well.
Very good, man. Very good. Now, you know, we have a couple of minutes, but I'd like to start right at the beginning and then transition to you launching this particular brand. Where exactly on the Cape Flats were you born? And skateboarding, was it your way of getting away from, you know, some of the ills that visited, I think, all of us on the Cape Flats?
Yeah, Kino. I mean, I'm trying to check my timeline. So I was actually born in Bishop Labus. My mom is from Ravensmead, part of that area. But I spent my childhood in Mitchell's Plain and Atlantis. And then also spent some time in Hanover Park, which is kind of where I started skateboarding because I had a cousin who skated. And because my parents kind of split up when I was quite young, so we moved around a lot. So I didn't really have friends. So like at the age of 14, my cousin who was skating gave me a skateboard and he's like, okay, cool, here's your board. And I always say like it's one of those kind of transformer moments, you know.
Yeah.
When you get a board in your hand and it just all just kind of goes crazy. Yeah. So I mean, so that's just kind of it. So I started street skateboarding, which your son does.
Yes, yeah. Indeed.
And so, yeah, so I started street skateboarding on the Cape Flats. And I mean, back then, it's so funny because nowadays skateboarding has really grown on the Cape Flats. But back in the early 90s, you know, I could count on my hand the skaters of color on the whole Cape Flats, and like we all knew each other, you know.
Yeah.
So we would all go to like Alpsitz and you talk to play on the center on a Sunday in the town center and like all meet up.
That's when you could still skate in the town center, isn't it? I tell you.
I don't know.
Now, so this sport ended up consuming you. You fell in love with it. But how does one transition from, you know, obviously skateboarding, loving the game, to actually developing it into a business, which you, I think, have done a phenomenal job of? Tell me about that tipping point and how you went about it.
You know, I mean, because in my mind as a teenager and even just growing up skating, I was like, it was all very clear in my mind, you know, like I'm really lucky that I found my thing early on in my life.
Yes.
Many people struggle with that. But I knew I wanted to be in skateboarding. I knew I wanted to make a living from skateboarding. But more importantly, I wanted to skate as much as I could for as long as I could. So what happened was, in 1999, Red Bull hosted the Downhill Extreme going down down towards Clifton, the Glen, Kloof Neck.
Yes.
So at this point, we were all still riding street boards, me and my crew, you know, kind of trying to go downhill on like normal street boards because we spent some time in Woodstock. Yeah, and that's crazy. Like, we get to the top of the hill, and like me then, baggy shorts and vests and kind of cut-off jeans and stuff. And we get to the top and there's this guy's buffing their helmets in full leather suits. And we're like, what the hell's going on here? You know, it's quite crazy. Anyway, so that race happened every year over Easter since 99 until 2001.
Yes.
But I mean, kind of like in 2000, when I again competed with a shorter board, I realized, no, man, I need to do something else. You know, like I need more stability. I need something to go faster. And I need a longer board. But obviously, not having much money, I was like, okay, cool, I can't afford what is being imported or what's available.
Yeah.
So I just went to a hardware store, bought a cheap piece of plywood, and kind of remembered the one shape I saw on someone's board at this race, and I just cut it out, and that's kind of where it started.
Wow.
And then it's just been a process of learning. And then, yeah, you know, because, and then like a lot of my friends also couldn't afford boards. So they were like, okay, your boards are working. They seem to be working great. Can you make for me? And I was like, okay, cool. 18 years later,
Alpha Longboards, located in Woodstock. Whereabout in Woodstock are you? We need to wrap. So I just want to tell people where they can find you. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm at 52 Wright Street in Woodstock.
You got a website?
Yes, it is alphalongboards.com. And I'm very active on social media, Alpha Longboards at Instagram and Alpha Longboards on Facebook page.
You need to go out there and support this legend. Kent Lingerfelt, thank you so much for your time. You're a real inspiration to a lot of young people out there and older people as well.